Brian, my show is underwritten by Serious Fun Fitness, offering expert Pilates-based personal training in a clean, bright Ocean View studio in North Kihei. Find them online at www.sffmaui.com. My show is also underwritten by Casanova, the heart of the Upper Country community lifestyle in Makawao, at the corner of Baldwin and Makawao. Thank you to Serious Fun, mahalo to Serious Fun Fitness and Casanova for your generosity and your support. You're tuned to listener-supported Manao Radio, KMNO, Wailuku, Maui, Hawaii, at 91.7 FM and streaming worldwide at manaoradio.com through the generosity of Dowling Company. And now, ladies and gentlemen, it's time for Catch of the Day.
This is Matthew Gurevich joining Paul James Brown for Catch of the Day, our twice-monthly roundup of new releases. Some of them new, some of them re-releases, and mostly classical, but by no means exclusively so, with instant off-the-cuff, shoot-from-the-hip commentary. So
pulled from the water.
What's that?
Pulled from the water.
Pulled from
on
the
hook.
Yeah, from the water of between the air of our heads. Anyway, I would like to start today with a shout out to my friend Susan in Guanajuato, the old silver mining capital of Mexico, because she is a sometime Maui resident, very plugged in here. And when the pandemic started, she got together with a lot of her friends in Guanajuato and started making masks. And I've been wearing one of Susan's masks for weeks now, and it is the best mask ever, and thank you, Susan, and it has brought me good luck. So let's all wear our masks wherever they come from and have the good luck that hopefully goes with it.
Indeed.
Our program today starts out with something thematically rather relevant to our situation. It's a chamber opera for a soprano soloist and a quartet, a small orchestra. It's the composer is David Serkin Ludwig. The librettist is Katie Ford, and the title is The Anchoress. And an anchoress, what is an anchoress? An anchoress is a woman who does what a male anchorite does, which is to say to be a total hermit. Total hermit, living alone, and solitude is spiritual practice. Katie Ford says, well, we all know a lot more about isolation now than we ever hoped to or wanted to. And but her anchoress is a medieval figure. And we are taking three excerpts from this show, from this opera, called What Is My Life? This is the Four Burns. That sounds of the soul. This is the Four Burns of the soul.
Mm.
No extra charge for non-agreement of verb and subject. And the last one, When I Woke Up Singing, which is not an allusion, perhaps, to summertime and the living is easy, but maybe it is. We'll see. Here we go. The Anchoress by David Serkin Ludwig and Katie Ford. The soprano soloist is Hyuna Yu.
Yeah. Into the air. Stay poor.
We heard three movements from The Anchoress, a one-woman chamber opera by David Serkin Ludwig, and to poetry by Katie Ford. The label is the XAS Records label. The soprano soloist Hyuna Yu, singing with the Prism Quartet and Pifaro, the Renaissance band. There are virtually no strings in this band. There's a lute and a theorbo, and other than that, it's all wind instruments, which makes for a rather strange and uneasy sonority, I find, and one in which it's not all that easy to hear a voice set itself off, particularly with intricate texts such as we're hearing here. I also felt that I would have liked a change of tempo here and there. Now, admittedly, we took three movements that were separated, but they were sort of odd to find that all three that one chooses from eight or so, more or less at random, should have the same sort of slow, meditative tempo. I have my reservations about this, but I wouldn't be averse to exploring further. What do you think, Paul?
Well, I found the Requiem first piece really quite dramatic, and then I kind of faded away into the repetition of everything that was going on at that point.
Well, it's, meant to be medieval, meant to be meditative, meant to be all very inward directed, and I suppose it is all of that. But now we are on to something else, and I don't mind that at all. We are on to a disc called Reminiscences of Brazil on the Divine Art label. The pianist is Justin Badgerow, and we will be hearing selections by Vitor Villa-Lobos, Darius Milhaud, who is French, of course, and get this, Mozart Camargo Guarnieri. Mozart Camargo Guarnieri's father was obviously a musician, and he named his three sons Mozart, Rossini, and Verdi. I will not comment further. Anyway, the selections are the introduction from Bachianas Brasileiras number 4, the Preludio in Interessao, by Milhaud, Saudades do Brasil, Copacabana, and by Mozart Camargo Guarnieri, Danza Brasileira. Thank you. We heard three tracks from Reminiscences of Brazil, an album by Justin Badgero, piano, obviously, on the Divine Art label. The composers were Villa-Lobos, Darius Milhaud, and Mozart Camargo Guarnieri, whose Brazilian dance at the end was kind of sweet, I think. It suggested to me that the right hand was portraying this senora and that the left hand was the gentleman. And you got quite different personalities, I felt, from the higher register and the lower register. An interesting pianist, too, in that he doesn't blow you away with lots of brilliant sort of virtuoso nuance and tricks, but he suggests where they are. So you have a real feeling of how the music is being assembled for you. You're not swept away by it. I think it allows you to be rather analytical as you listen, which is interesting with a program that's as diverse as this. An interesting discovery. I'm curious what else he has on that album.
I love this recording. I was just entranced by it, and I felt that the piano was just beautiful, really, really, really beautiful. And I found myself just kind of like floating away with it. I like this pianist a lot.
Good.
The Upcountry Farmers Market, recently voted best farmers market in Hawaii by USA Today, would like to inform you that we no longer have Tuesday afternoon market. We operate on Saturday mornings only from 7 a.m. to 11 a.m. We apologize for any confusion and are looking forward to seeing you Saturday mornings for healthy food that is thousands of miles fresher. Come support your Maui farmers and get fresh with us. Back to Catch of the Day.
How could we resist?
Yeah, it's the best farmers market in the world. I love that place.
Well, we are on to something very, very special that I'm very excited about to be listening with all of you for the first time. There's a new album out next week called Mozart's Violin on Sony Classics.
So is this like a world premiere?
It's a preview. There may have been others somewhere on the planet. But anyway, the violinist is named Christoph Konz. And I'd like to tell you a little bit about him. When he was 9 years old, he was in the movie The Red Violin as this little violin-playing prodigy.
Oh, I love that movie. And, I remember that kid.
And he looked very angelic, and he played his heart out on a little violin, and he, in the movie, died. Christoph was not heard as a violinist on that movie. That was Joshua Bell, who I also happened to have heard when he was about 11, and he was pretty angelic at that age and could play up a storm. But anyway, that was Christoph at 9. Christoph at about 18, which is when I met him, was the concertmaster of the Verbier Festival's youth orchestra, and he had such enthusiasm. I remember being at a concert that he played once in Cortona in Tuscany, and it was in the Teatro Signorelli, which had air conditioning that was very noisy, so they didn't run it during the performance. And it got so hot during a performance when absolutely was ready to die, even wearing shorts and a t-shirt. Well, on the stage, they were wearing concert dress under stage lights. And at the end of a concert, I remember Christoph was so excited by the music and the conductor that he really was leading the applause for the conductor until they got to play an encore. And I remember feeling very torn about that encore because until they started playing it. I didn't really want to sit around for any more. It was too hot. But then when we heard the music, it was great. And when Christoph turned 20, he became the principal second violin of the Vienna Philharmonic, which is a very big job. And now, 11 years later, he's also made himself quite a career as a soloist and conductor in his own right. And he was invited to play on Mozart's violin when he was in Salzburg one time for a concert. And the people in charge of that instrument, who are the keepers of Mozart's birth house, one of the most visited museums in the world, especially for its size, they were just amazed by how he was able to get this instrument, which is not an easy one to play, to respond. You know, it's mostly on display. Violins need to be played, otherwise they kind of go to sleep. And so he was able to awaken this instrument with unusual skill, and wound up, the first time he played on it, he played through the solo parts of all five Mozart violin concertos, and that was 5 years ago. And now he's done a recording with the Musicien du Louvre, of which he is the principal guest conductor, of all these five concerti. And I said, gee, we'd like to play a whole concerto. And Christoph said, oh, well, you can't do that yet. The release date isn't until next week. And I said, well, if it's okay with Sony, is it okay with you? And he said, well, oh, if it's okay with Sony, it's all right with me. And it was okay with Sony, and here we are.
I'm so excited.
I should tell you some other things that Christoph has said about this violin. It's a Baroque violin. It needs to be played with a Baroque bow.
Yeah, I was going to ask that.
And with gut strings, of course. And he found that it was particularly sweet in the higher registers where a lot of the music lies. And he felt that playing it, that Mozart really had written this music for this instrument. Mozart played these concerti himself. And as far as we know, because we don't know who he wrote them for. But another thing about this is, let's just listen.
Yeah, let's play it, for God's sake. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
You tune the listener-supported Manao Radio, KMNO, Wailuku, Maui, Hawaii at 91.7 FM and streaming worldwide at manaoradio.com through the generosity of Dowling Company. Mahalo to our major supporters, including the Salem Family Perfection Bra Fitting Salon in Wailuku, Outdoor Living How Maui is Meant to Live, Haleakala Bike Company, Maui Kombucha at the Haiku Marketplace, the Mediterranean Grill Food Trucks at the Haiku Cannery, the Maui Film Festival, Tim Jazz Now, and MauiPianoTuning.com, Hawaiian Carpet One and Hawaiian Ceramic Tile, Maui Realtor Dave Futch, and the Wailuku Coffee Company. I'm Paul James Brown, and mahalo for joining me today, and mahalo to all our friends at Casanova for underwriting my show every Sunday, located on the corner of Baldwin and Makawa, in the very center of historic Makawa town. Mahalo also to our friends at Serious Fun Fitness with expert Pilates-based personal training, which excels at working with people with limitations such as injuries and the elderly. Find them online at www.sffmaui.com. Thank you, Casanova and Serious Fun Fitness, for being great supporters of Manao Radio. Now back to Catch of the Day.
Aloha, this is Matthew Gurevich again. And in case you missed the announcement before that beautiful piece we heard before the PSA, it was Mozart's Third Violin Concerto from the album Mozart's Violin, Christoph Kuntz, soloist and conductor, and he is in fact playing on the very instrument that Mozart owned. It's quite an extraordinary performance. It has such intimacy, I find, and such grace. It's very relaxed, very assured, doesn't push anything, but that doesn't mean that it isn't vibrant and alive. It is all of those things, and definitely, I think that given the type of music making we're more used to now, which is to say extremely brilliant and extremely extroverted, it takes you a few minutes maybe to sort of start getting the message here, because it is a little understated by that measure. But when you sort of get into it and then you start absorbing what he has to say, I think it's really quite, quite extraordinary. So thank you, Christoph. That was beautiful.
You said that the high end of that instrument was the star of it, and I agree. I really felt that the high end really was right there, especially in the adagio section. That really put me away completely.
Yeah, it's very, very beautiful. So on to an album called The Three Piano Project, works for three pianos by composers who were all born in the 20th century, some of whom are still among us. We will hear from one of those composers, Edson Zampronia, and the piece is called Si Esco Vivo, which is If I Escape Alive, seems like a timely title. The three pianists are Zeynep Ukbazaran, that is a woman's name, Miguel Ortega Chavaldas, and Sergio Gallo, both those are gentlemen's names. And there's a picture of the three of them at their full-blown concert grands, none of them with a lid on, and it's quite a sight. Let's see what If I Escape Alive sounds like. Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, here's a question for you. Did you notice that those were three pianos? I honestly could not have told you that there were three pianos playing. I would have expected a lot more noise, frankly, from three pianos. And this was a surprisingly bouncy, lacy piece without an awful lot of obvious layering and counterpoint. Very interesting piece. Enjoyed it. Zeynep Ukbazaran, Miguel Ortega Calvados, and Sergio Gallo from the Three Piano Project album on the Divine Art label. They played Sio Esco Vivo. Now,
the first part of that sounded like, to me, sounded like chopsticks on crack. And then there was that really nice right hand that kind of introduced the interlude, which I found to be really nice. But as you said, it didn't sound like there were three pianos involved in that. And then at the end, I could hear three pianos right at the end. There was definitely three pianos going on there. But
odd.
Yeah.
Well, on we go to a solo piano album. The soloist is Jorge Federico Osorio. The album is the French album on the CD label. And we will be hearing pieces by three different composers. We will be hearing the Chabrier. And then we'll be hearing La Cathédrale Engloutie, the sunken cathedral, the sunken in the water, that is, by Debussy. That's one of his preludes. And Forêts Pavanes. These are the only piece that is originally for piano is the Debussy. The other two are versions. And the artist, again, is Jorge Federico Osorio. Thank you.
Thank you.
We heard from the French album Jorge Federico Osorio, piano, playing Chabrier's Habanera, the submerged cathedral, La Cathédrale Engloutie of Debussy, and Fauré's Pavane, very, very dreamy, sensitive pianism in dreamy, sensitive repertoire. Nice album. I like that one.
Did he do the transcriptions, do you know?
I don't know who did the transcriptions. Probably somebody we never heard of.
Yeah. Well, I thought the I loved the first part of the Habanera, but the second theme and variation, I thought that Liberace had stolen the seat there.
Oh, my, my. Well, well. Mm. That sounds judgmental.
But can I say?
Anyway, this is Matthew Gurevich thanking you for joining us today for Catch of the Day. Here we are in Wailuku in our masks, and I am signing off. Paul will be taking over the last half hour of the Alpha Show for this month of October, and I will be back around Halloween. Meanwhile, thanks again, and ahui ho.
In the memory of Bob Krause and Les Adam, Manawa Radio presents the Hawaiian History Moment. Aloha. My name is Richard Mickelson. We continue this series sharing Hawaiian history with Uncharted Waters. The inspiration for these stories is from Bob Krause's Hawaii Maritime Chronology. Using his notes and sources, we have formulated this series to tell the story of Hawaii.